You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. It's Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and friends. It's so great to be back in the studio right here in Brevard County, Florida. I was off last Monday, went to Amsterdam to see the tulips. And boy, what a great vacation that was and magnificent sightings of those tulips. We are heard on AM 1510, WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and all over God's magnificent planet. If you just go on the web, right?
That's
right. That's all they have to do.
That's right. 1510wwbc.com. You can hit the listen live button and get us on any one of your listening devices. Of course, there also you can get our archive shows, which is on every single Monday, Eastern Standard Time, 1 o'clock. And look for Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, and you can download the show right there from that on demand button. Of course, we share all of this information and all of the podcasts on our websites, which is cetamediainc.com and cetamedia.com, and then of course on all of our social media as well, which is all over the world wide web on under Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
We're doing
and
a lot of great, stuff.
We are doing a lot of stuff. And you're going so many great places and so many great pictures to share with not just the listeners, but all of our friends and family here in Brevard County. Yeah. So I hope you had a great time.
Life is a vacation. Amen. Let's not make any mistake about that. But I wanted to thank you and Allie Tambor. Ellen O'Neill is here. She has been with our show for over 15 years. I couldn't do Viewpoint with Sita and Friends without Ellen. And of course, Allie is Ellen's friend that started coming to the show. And now we use her occasionally to co-host. And she sits with us every Monday. She's a contributor to our show. Her role keeps changing.
That's right.
From a resident intern to contributor to guest co-host. But Allie's here. Thank you, Allie.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Danny, for running the board. I actually heard the show loud and clear all the way in Amsterdam.
Oh, there. Excellent. Good for you.
It was like you guys, like we were all sitting together. Today is no different. As you all know, our show is fun. It's unscripted, very educational. And we give out valuable information on a show, whether someone wants to talk about a kitchen table topic such as voting, whether they want to talk about a political candidate who wants to come on and pay for their time, that's fine. We give everyone a platform to come on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, sit with us in the studio and talk about healthcare issues, the environment, financial literacy, writing a book, selling a book, nonprofits, many nonprofits, whatever it takes. If you have a platform and you have something to talk about, we give you a fair and balanced chance. On our show today, our good friend, Dr. Ann Modi Lewis. I was scrolling on Facebook and I saw this very interesting post that she wrote about pretending and being the great pretender and why people pretend so much. Even when they're lonely, they don't say it. Even when they're ill, they don't say it. Even when they're having a bad day, they don't say it. It's almost like we're conditioned to pretend, and it somehow helps a lot of people. And I thought, what an interesting topic to talk about on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
Goes along with that fake it till you make it, kind of like that type of a philosophy.
Right.
I saw that post. That was very, very interesting to me.
So she's going to be first. Dr. Ann Modi Lewis will be first. And then on our second segment, you know, I always go around town marketing and I meet the most wonderful people. And that's why I met Christina Texan. She's a licensed social worker, and she started this Facebook group called Live Inspired Brevard. She's also a breast cancer survivor, and she's taken her experience and she's bringing it to Brevard and helping so many people, because as we all know, there are numerous people with nonprofits here in Brevard, but Christina stands out. So welcome to our show today. Well, she'll be on second segment. She's a little bit shy. She hasn't been on live radio before, Miss Allen.
Yeah.
So we're going to be easy on her. But on the phone, we have Dr. Ann Modi Lewis. She is a licensed mental health counselor. She's got her own practice, went to school in St. Rose, Albany, New York, has a master's and specialist degree from Nova Southeastern University. Her doctorate is from Fairfax University. She is the president of the clinical director of A. Lewis Associates, PA, and a private practitioner. And I have to say, I am honored to call her my friend and a family. And you're on the phone, Dr. Ann, so
I am.
Good afternoon, and thank you for taking time from your busy practice to call in on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And your Facebook post and your blogs and everything that you give to us, your journey with cancer and how you are coping with it, you've brought all of us along on our journey and inspired and motivated so many of us to actually say that life really is a vacation on earth, and you are fulfilling that role just wonderfully. So talk to our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends about what's going on since the last time you were on our show.
Well, lots of things are going on. I'm continuing to write and working on my recovery and getting healthy. The writing that I did last week that Sita had mentioned about pretending is a very interesting topic, because we all are a pretender. And we begin pretending early in our childhood when we can't accept things that are painful to us, either a parent who leaves us or is cruel to us or judges us harshly. And we pretend because pretending protects us from reality that we cannot accept, nor do we understand. So we carry that skill, we might say, into our adulthood. I could talk a lot about what happens to children when they pretend and they never face reality as they grow into adulthood. They keep that pain inside, and then that pain becomes their burden and the burden of those they love. So it's the kind of therapy that I do. We go back to all of that pretending, and we bring the client into reality, because it's reality that makes us healthy, not pretending.
Yeah, so sometimes,
however,
so pretending makes our life better as we learn to cope. So it's almost like a coping mechanism, this pretending.
It is. It is a coping mechanism, and it protects us from what we can't or what we're not ready to accept. And in my own life, when I suspected that I was ill, it took me many months to finally face that reality that I had a problem. And in children, when they're disappointed with their parents, this month is Mother's Day. It may be their mother or it may be their father. And they go into adulthood with that pretense, that pretending. And that pretending causes pain. So what does pretending do? It really protects us from the reality that we are unable or unwilling to face. It gives us a little latitude. It also, though, in many ways, isolates us. So it, when I had cancer and I thought I was ill, the longer I kept the secret, the more isolated I became. So
Doctor, do you think, this is Allie, hi, you were talking about that pretending, so help me understand how it hurts us?
How it hurts
when we pretend, yeah.
Goes into it. Because when we pretend, the reason we're pretending is because the reality is too painful for us to face. We're not ready to face that reality. So we stuff it, okay? We stuff it, we conceal it, we keep it a secret.
Okay.
And that stuffing creates pain within us. And that pain does not go away because we grow older. It is a pain that becomes our subconscious mind. And then we take that pain out on the people that we love, our children, our own children, anyone. It can be, it becomes almost a dictator of our lives. So pretending is good when it is not a lifetime practice. It's good only to prepare ourselves to begin to face reality. And then when we face reality, when we finally break the silence of our pretending, then we begin to feel better. We begin to feel that we can face reality, we can understand reality, we have community support, family support around us.
Yeah. So Dr. Modi, is this what people say sometimes when they say like it, people can repress their memories, but then later on it comes back out and you say, oh my God, I had put that away in a certain part of my brain that I didn't want to think about it again, but then something triggered and you're able to say, well, and somebody would say, well, were you pretending all this time? And then I guess you'll have to fess up and say, yes, I was.
Yes. Although you may not realize it's pretending. You may not realize it. You may actually feel that your pretending is really real until you may need help in breaking that silence. You may need help in facing those hurts and disappointments.
So the greatest question today is how can pretending help us here on planet Earth? Because there's so many people, you see them in the cars, road rage, rushing around from point A to point B, divorce, separation, anxiety, people lose a job, homelessness. Oh, so many outside interferences happening with human beings today. Tell our listeners here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, how does pretending help us?
It helps you because it gives you time. It gives you time to get to reality. It's like you're in a pause position emotionally. You're in pause until you face reality. If you break your silence and you come out and you begin talking and you seek help, then you begin to feel better. You don't need to pretend because you have the courage to face what you need to face. Is that clear?
Yes, it is.
It gives us time. Pretending is not supposed to be a lifetime practice. It is supposed to come. It's supposed to be, have a precise amount of time when it is not okay to pretend.
Right. And how do we manage it, though? But I mean, there are so many people who are strong enough to manage something like that. But how does one manage all this pretending? Because at some point, wouldn't it affect your emotional, psychological, and social well-being?
Absolutely. But how do we convince ourselves to break the pretending? Is that we have to acknowledge that truth is liberation, that truth is freedom, that truth is maturity. And every time we face one harsh, pretending, disappointing heartache enables us to get stronger for the next one. So we have, so our survival actually strengthens us. And believing in truth is something that should be innate in us, that we know that, yes, this really hurt me. The hurt is still with me, and I need to heal from it. I heal by breaking silence, by grieving, by working through what it was exactly that hurt me.
Yeah.
If you have cancer,
what you're saying is more like you move to a point where you can practice some self-compassion and allow yourself to heal by listening to your own feelings when you're ready.
Absolutely. And it is important that you get ready, because pretending is not supposed to be something that you do continually. That it's not supposed to be a lifetime. Secrets are not supposed to be our lifetime responsibility. Secrets are meant to be broken, and truth is meant to heal. The interesting thing that if we don't break that silence, if we don't face the reality, then what it will do to us is we can become gamblers, we can become addicts, we can become rageaholics, we can become aloof, difficult for us to trust other people, difficult for us to be at peace with ourselves. So we really must be careful when we see these patterns emerging to ask ourselves, where does this pattern begin? Where right. did it begin?
So for our listeners who are tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, we're speaking with Dr. Ann Moody Lewis. She's a licensed mental health counselor calling in from Fort Lauderdale. She's in private practice, and we're talking about some very interesting Facebook posts and blogs that she has that really speaks to all of us. So, Dr. Lewis, you said that pretending is a manifestation of our marvelous minds. The mind itself can use pretending to shield ourselves until we're
That's
ready
right.
to bring it out. So talk to us about, because our mind is a beautiful thing to waste, right? But it also can shield us. In your case, you use pretending when you were diagnosed. So if you don't mind, we would love to hear how you used it when you were diagnosed and had to face people at the pool and, you know, change your appearance and all that.
Yes. And I suspected that I had a problem. I was going on the internet. I would take my symptoms and put them on the internet, and I thought I had a hematoma, and I thought I had this, and I had that. And finally, the symptoms were exacerbating, and I told a friend. And the friend said to me, you must seek out help. And so I trusted her, and I did. And that began then the process of my recovery. I pretended because I didn't want to be a patient. I didn't want to think that cancer is threatening my life. I didn't want to be going back and forth to doctors. I pretended because I wasn't ready to face the reality. But when we don't face reality, we become very lonely people. People who are addicted, people who are rageaholics, people who can't trust, people who just can't move on in their lives, they become very, very lonely. Sexual addiction, for example, is a huge problem in our community today. No one is lonelier than the sexual addict. And the loneliness creates another kind of hell for us. So no one can help us. No one can heal us. No one can comfort us when we're living in a world of let's pretend as common ground. We must move on. That's what we were supposed to do, to have faith in our lives, to have faith in life, so that life will make us who we are supposed to be.
Right. And also, you talk a lot on your blogs about people who are feeling depressed and they have a lot of anxieties and isolation. People panic because in today's world, we saw after COVID-19 what happened with the loneliness and increase in domestic violence, and people could not cope. Do you feel like during that period, a lot of people were pretending in their own homes that they were a family and they were getting along and everything was okay? But then once COVID was over and people were able to come out, we saw influx of damaged human beings and human minds.
I'm not sure that that COVID would have made loneliness. I think that loneliness is a disposition.
Yeah.
We know in America today that 50% of the American population are lonely. But loneliness is not something because you're alone or because you can't go out. It's because you have become emotionally isolated. And a phone call can break loneliness. People who are not lonely are good at entertaining themselves, of feeling balanced in their life. Lonely people are usually depressed people, and they've never addressed their depression. Well, let me just say a little bit here that's where therapy comes in, because therapy may be the way that you will break that loneliness and break that isolation so that you can open yourself up. And yes, it might be expensive, but it will be the most important investment in your life,
right,
which is you. You.
And are you talking about individual therapy or group therapy? Because we have so many people that do benefit from group therapy when they hear that others are going through the same situation like they are. But I find, as a nurse, I'm talking to people all the time or whatever, women are more open to therapy than men.
They are.
Yeah.
Because men are embarrassed by the fact that they need help. So they're in their denial. They pretend that they're man enough to face whatever's going on inside of them. However, I have seen in the past, I would say 5 years, more men calling for therapy than women. And so it is changing slowly. But I don't think, so go back to your idea of group. Group therapy is definitely an advantage if you absolutely cannot do individual therapy. However, if you can do individual therapy and group therapy at the same time, that would be best.
Yeah.
Well, but the hallmark of therapy is individual therapy.
Right. And oftentimes we hear about people who are lonely and depressed, and if they sit down and they listen to an old song, or if they cook a family meal, and or they do something that jogs their memory to help, people would say, well, that did help me a little bit. But do you feel like in today's world, our society has become a society where people just don't sit down around their kitchen table anymore, or a stool or a step? They just don't get together and speak about things that are bothering them, ask each other about their day. A lot of people don't have faith. Where did we lose the connection with each other that our society has become, like you say, so many people are lonely and depressed and feeling like their self-esteem is so low?
Yes. I think there are a couple of things that are creating isolationism. One is that our mothers are working. Most mothers are working today, so they don't have the time that they used to have. Number two, there are many fathers are absent. Number three, technology distracts us from community, so that rather than sitting at the table, everybody eats on their own while they're on their phone or while they're on their computer. So technology has isolated us. Not that technology is not good. I do think technology is very good because it can also create connection with other people. Like on Facebook or on your phone, you can connect with other people who are far away, and you can actually feel connected. But if it becomes a preoccupation, if it becomes that you can't eat because you're watching a TV or you're on your computer or you're listening to something on your phone, then now you're breaking the idea of community, which the idea of community is togetherness, being together with people that know you, that live with you, that love you. So we need that. That's essential in our lives.
Yeah. And I noticed you talk a lot about the word family, and one of your posts was so beautiful. And by the way, Dr. Ann Modi-Lewis, I want to tell you that I love you and I value your life and your friendship, because I saw you wrote something about family and what family really means. Can you share with our audience? We have like 2 minutes left of the segment, and I want you to share with us, what does family actually mean to you?
Family is the sense of community that you build with members of your birth family and members of your friend family. And it is essential. It's more essential than the medication you take or any doctor you go to or any procedure. We have to live by matters of the heart, which is love, companionship, loyalty, understanding. We need that. We need that. That's the most essential ingredient to our good health. And then when we have it, we do less pretending and more living.
That's profound. I love
That's
it.
Beautiful.
It's beautifully said. So, you know, oftentimes you hear little kids would say to each other, so were you just pretending to be my friend? So, I mean, you're right. I think even children know how to pretend, right?
Yeah.
They learn the art of it, right? They learn to pretend.
Children most definitely are great pretenders. Children are great pretenders. And they are always trying to create a story that they can live with.
Coping mechanism again. So, Dr. Ann Modi-Lewis, can you give us your website and how someone could contact you if they wanted to contact you for advice or therapy or speak with you? You have so much knowledge and experience, and just by your blogs and the way you speak and reach out to all of us, it's just amazing to have you in our midst. So give us your website.
Thank you. All right. A.U. Lewis & Associates is my website. You can also reach me on Facebook, Twitter, Ann Modi Lewis. You can also call me at my office, 954-776-0406, extension 1. And I'll be happy to speak with you, even if you never come to the office. I'd be happy to speak to you, to give you some direction on how you can navigate your presence in mental health services.
Well, I want to introduce you to the young lady. He's on our studio today. Christina Texan is the LSSW. She is a cancer survivor as well and a licensed clinical social worker. I want to make the introduction to both of you, and I think she's going to jump in here to say hello to you.
Yeah.
Hold on a second before you leave.
Hi, Dr. Ann Moody Lewis. Yeah, so my name's Christina Texan, and you wonderfully segue into my nonprofit, the nonprofit that I founded this year. Called Live Inspired Brevard, because we focus on social support, support and wellness, and I guess I'll talk about it more coming up, but I really liked a lot of what you said about addressing the emotional, you know, being emotionally isolated and addressing that, and about community and togetherness, because that really is important, so.
And the cancer survivor part, too.
Yes,
yeah.
And I'm a breast cancer survivor as well, and that really is what inspired my journey and why I went into social work. So now I'm a licensed clinical social worker. And
wonderful,
I can just do a
wonderful.
Lot more to help people from a professional standpoint.
Well, and we're going to hear more about
what do you do for survivors?
Currently, I facilitate 3 different cancer support groups.
Oh, great. Isn't that wonderful?
And we'll hear more about
it's
all
wonderful.
Of that right after these messages that we're going to have from our sponsors. And please stay tuned in.
Hold on a second. Go ahead and finish the sentence.
I want to say, because cancer can be part of your healing. And if you in cancer support groups, women find a comfort that they cannot find on the street. So it's wonderful that you have the support groups. And I hope that people are responding and feel comforted by your presence and the presence of all the other women or men who may be in your support group.
Definitely.
So God bless, and call me or send me some information so I can look you up.
I will.
And maybe you could call in on one of her talks that she has here in Brevard, or maybe you could communicate with her.
And if you want to be a guest speaker or something, that'd be perfect.
Sure. Yeah, okay, let's stay in touch. God bless to everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break and listen to our sponsors. We'll be right back with Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right after this messages.
Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. The delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County in Central Florida. Super saving sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473, Visit them on the web at Cloud9. That's Cloud9Furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud9 Mattress and Furniture.
Are you longing for a taste of Louisiana? Lizette's Cajun Bistro is the place to be. They offer Cajun and Creole staples as well as American, vegan, and vegetarian options. The restaurant is located at 2447 North Wickham Road, Unit 146. All menu items are prepared daily from scratch and made to order. Dine-in or takeout as well as outside seating. Live music on selected weekends. So the next time you have a taste for Louisiana, stop by Lizette's Cajun Bistro, 2447 North Wickham Road.
Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000 or visit them on the web at DixieCrossroads.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With three locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County. Contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345. Located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne, that's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals at Jotkoff Financial Group today.
There's something special about the place we call home. It's the place we live our lives, spend time with family and friends, and make our own. At St. Francis Reflections Hospice, we consider it a privilege to care for you wherever your home may be. We put our hands, hearts, and skills into providing high-quality hospice care in your home. To learn more about how we reflect life, love, and compassion, visit www.reflectionslsc.org.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita McGee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in a very sunny Cocoa, Florida. It's absolutely beautiful outside. We are heard, yes, it is. We are heard on AM 1510, WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and online everywhere. And what a great segment we just had with Dr. Ann Moody Lewis talking about the art of pretending and using it as a coping mechanism. Our second, Ellen, you got to tell our listeners where they can
tune in online.
We're both
I was waiting for my moment.
Here.
I was waiting for my moment.
Well, hey, that's why our show is unscripted.
That's right.
Yeah, and fun.
1510wwbc.com. You can hit that listen live button and get us on any one of your listening devices. Or the archive of the show will be under the on demand button. Of course, Viewpoint with Sita and Friends is on each and every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You'll be able to download it from the on demand site as well as all of our social media and websites. CWMediaInc.com, as well as our Facebook and Instagram and all those other great pages under Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
Well, thank you. Well, our second segment, you know, when I go around town, I'm always looking for really great guests for our show. And I found such a guest in Miss Christina Texan. She is a licensed social worker. She started this Live Inspired Brevard Incorporated. It's a 501 nonprofit. And she created it with the mission of connecting supporting, educating, and empowering underserved or disadvantaged people affected by chronic health conditions, as well as other health conditions. Christina also is a breast cancer survivor, and she's got a lot to chat with us about the five pillars of the Live Brevard and so many other things. And I don't want to read her entire bio because basically it's about 3 or 4 pages. It'll take a whole show, Miss Ellen. I'm going to let her speak for herself as a breast cancer survivor and an advocate for supporting and the wellness of a community. Go for it, girl.
Yeah. I kind of overwhelmed Sita this weekend.
Yes.
I was joking that a lot of her other guests have books, and I don't have a book. So I spent a lot of time, like 2 a.m. on Saturday, just writing notes and you know, what's the best way to communicate what Live Inspired Brevard hopes to accomplish. And it really, in a lot of ways, is inspired by my cancer story. So I guess, starting with as far as Live Inspired Brevard, our last guest talked a lot about pretending, and people do that because they feel vulnerable, and they're hiding that vulnerability. What we're hoping to accomplish with this nonprofit is a place where it's okay to be vulnerable, and to be around people who are going to accept them for who they are. So it's all about connecting with people
and supporting them.
Supporting, being educated, feeling empowered. As a complement, possibly, to therapy. But there's a lot of people out there that feel more comfortable the less it feels like.
Do you meet online or do you meet in person? Is there a lot of...
We meet in person right now. So it started with cancer support groups that I was facilitating. So 2 in-person cancer support groups, 1 in Merritt Island, 1 in West Melbourne at Sunflower House that's run by Aging Matters.
Oh, we love that place,
yes.
Right? Don't
yes.
we? We were at the mall, right?
Yeah, we had them on our show, too.
Yep.
So for our listeners who are tuning in, some of the statistics about breast cancer, the 5-year survival rate for women with breast cancer is 90.3%. The 5-year survival rate for women diagnosed with localized breast cancer is 99%. The overall 5-year relative survival rate for breast cancer is 90%. The 10-year breast cancer relative survival rate is 84%. So we've come a long way.
Yep.
Praise God.
Yep.
Early detection, education, and listening to your body. So talk to us. You wrote, before you started Live Brevard and all the wonderful things you're doing to support our community, you wrote this beautiful essay. Can you take our listeners on this journey about this sweetheart of a dog called Lucky? And when you said my lucky charm,
yep.
I thought you were talking about a charm on your arm. And then I started reading it. And I'm not an animal lover the way my husband and my children are. But I was totally taken up with this little dog and how he helped you, not just through your treatments, but through healing, and even up to today, he has been like your medication, like what Dr. Ann was talking about.
Yeah, he's my service animal now. So when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, actually, I had just gotten lucky. It was very much, I knew I was going to get a dog someday, but.
A week, right?
Now let me do it. Yeah, so 3 days later, I got my breast cancer diagnosis. I very well could have returned him because being overwhelmed was too much. But I kept him. He was too special to me. My parents actually came and stayed with me for, you know, off and on for 6 months. This was in California at the time. And they really ended up taking care of my dog more than me in a lot of ways. But the point of my essay was really just kind of to show how the dog kind of
was therapeutic
for me and was a way for my parents to show they love me. And now actually my dad is no longer with us. But that was one of the reasons I wanted to write this essay too, because it showcased ways that my parents were able to demonstrate.
So you had no energy and you were exhausted.
Yes.
But your parents were showing such unconditional love to this dog. And in turn, you watching that helped you to heal.
Yes. And even the process of writing the essay, like this is part of what I, maybe one of the programs that we'll do with the nonprofit, because writing in itself, I believe, is therapeutic. And it gives a person a time to just self-reflect, write down what they want, be accountable. Even in my own breast cancer journey, I think, well, a lot of people, whatever they're facing, whatever kind of trauma, chronic health conditions, because Live Inspired Brevard is not just going to be for cancer survivors. But whatever you're facing, you feel vulnerable, or maybe you come out even feeling more empowered. It gives you a reason to think and assess about your values and how that changes. So I advise anybody, like when I do counseling and groups, write down what you're thinking now, because that'll change. Like when you're a cancer survivor, when you're first out of treatment, and at least this is how I felt, like of course you're on top of the world. I felt like a philosopher. And so I'd wrote down a lot of different stuff. You know, my Facebook posts were so happy and bright. And really now I have to remind myself every day of the stuff that I believed back then. And
that's
amazing. There's your everything. Book. There's
it's
the
a
book.
Make, it's a make.
Yep.
It's a book.
There's
so
the
you,
book.
Yes, you're right. So you relied on the expertise of the physicians, but you also had a relationship with God. So your faith also helped pull you through. Because, I mean, sitting there for chemotherapy treatments and then afterwards the recovery, you had a lot of time to reflect on your life. You were only 47 years old, being diagnosed with breast cancer, and you found that you were relying a lot, not just on the doctor, but talk to us a little bit about your faith and how that helped.
Yeah. I mean, I think some of the main strengths that came out of my time through cancer and self-reflection, realizing that I'm not the same person I was, and I know anytime someone goes through trauma, you know, there's good and bad changes. I was fortunate that I reflect on a lot of the positive changes, and just living out my faith was one of the big things that I wanted to do after, you know, after my cancer diagnosis and I got a little bit healthier in recovery. You know, of course, everybody, sadly, death is a part of life, but not focusing on that and thinking about what your time on earth, what you can do with that. And even when I talk to people, I try to promote the idea of writing your story, even if it's for yourself. Think of your life as a story and you're setting your legacy now. So I got really kind of into that mode of thinking.
Just wanted to share your experience with others and help them. So this brings us to Live Brevard, Live Inspired Brevard, and the Facebook group you've created to support the wellness of the community, connect, support, educate, and empower. Let's chat a little bit about the peer support groups. You have found that the support and education groups are really wonderful. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes. And we did just start our website, liveinspiredbrevard.org, so people can find us there. And the support groups and the education presentations are listed there. We actually have this Friday, May 10th, we're having a cooking demonstration by Nicole Santapola of Orlando Health, who's an education nutritionist. She's coming from 11 to 12:30 at Hobbs Pharmacy. So presentations such as that are focusing on something health-wise, wellness, different topics like that will be a lot of what we'll be presenting as far as the education side of the nonprofit.
Right, and it's not only for breast cancer support, it's also people who had an amputation, maybe severe COPD, different things.
Right.
All you chronic know, health conditions.
PTSD, depression, kept it very broad in the sense of people that just want to be grounded with other people and learn something and are focused on
yeah, even healthcare forward. Professionals. Yeah.
And
yeah, yeah.
And much to your point too, is that when you get those diagnoses, your world is rocked completely.
Yep.
So you don't know who that person is when you get diagnosed because you turn into really someone else. I mean, at that point, you have different viewpoints at that
point. It's scary.
You have a different feeling at that point. And I think a lot of medical professionals, too, get at least a connection more with, wow, when they have to deliver that news or when they have to, you know, maybe not make something sound so fatal all the time. Yeah. If it happens to be that, you know, giving that those glimmers of hope and those moments of reassurance that, you know, through positive thinking, through very good self-care, through understanding and fellowship with people.
The big thing is education.
Yeah.
Right.
Fellowship through education.
Yeah. So how does Liv Brevard approach social support? You speak a lot about social support, and there are many ways to meet people on the internet, on the phone, texting, in a big group, but Liv Brevard is huge on the social structure and the social support.
Yeah. I mean, I went and I kind of researched a little bit just to kind of bring some healthcare credibility to the idea of social support. And there's, you know, the five pillars that we try to promote: social network, just people getting together, esteem. Anytime you're giving people a confidence boost or encouraging people, the emotional support of it, and even just hugs. The informational, which would cover all the education speakers that come, and tangible support, you know, as you meet people, and hopefully people meet lifelong friends. I know for myself, I still keep in touch with somebody that I went through cancer treatments with and I met at a support group. You end up being able to have those philosophical conversations, you know, throughout life together, and even just laughing. Sometimes it's easier to laugh with people, you know, laugh instead of cry, I guess, right, about what you're going through.
Yeah. It's your group. It's your tribe, right?
Yeah.
Find your joy.
Right. And it's well documented that social support protects an individual from health damaging effects, like you say, and enhances your health, both physically, mentally, and emotionally. But yeah, I find that laughter really is the best medicine.
Yep. Helps with all of that. I mean, there's definitely physical healing involved in whatever you're going through, but spiritual and emotional healing, I think, is just as important because it helps with your attitude, and just knowing that you can go somewhere and be yourself and people are going to understand is really important. We also want to do, you know, some people don't really feel that comfortable being on the spot, sitting in a circle, talking about their problems. So when we do just things like lunches, boat cruises, last year we did a boat cruise.
I'd be interested in a boat cruise. I'll
Sunset
sign
River Cruise.
Healthcare professional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
the more we can get sponsors to pitch in for a lot of these things, the more we can do this. And it is a form of social support, helping people. Because you don't feel on the spot to talk about what's going on, but you're there enjoying the sunset and on the water.
And you know what it is? It's like low social support is linked to so many things. Self-esteem issues, heightened stress reactivity, immune system, so many things. Alcohol use, suicide, sexual addiction, all these things come when people don't have a social structure, like Anne was saying before, family, right? So talk to us a little bit in your practice on what you see. What are some of the things that people talk to you about when socially they're void of having friends and family in their circle?
Well, one thing that I always try to remind people, because sometimes they will come into groups or even privately in therapy, you know, disappointed about how their spouse is, or their friend that disappointed them, their brother who's not stepping up to the plate the way they envisioned, and just to remember that it's them and not you. I mean, we're all created to be, you know, to have dignity and be respected as human beings. But when you're going through illness or weakness, I feel like there's some people that know how to step up, and others that
can't handle it.
It's harder. Yeah. And trying not to take it, as hard as it is not taking it personally or just having communication with them of what you need or expect. But all of that, they always say, you know, your roles are changed when you're going through something.
Yeah.
You know, you become somebody else that wasn't expecting it becomes a caregiver for you. Maybe it's only temporary, but it changes a lot of relationships that way.
Yeah. So you now have a website, so you could give our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends the website, and you are accepting any donations that people want to help you with as well. So talk
yes.
to us a little bit about the launch of the website. And this is very exciting because you were doing the Facebook posting before
yep.
and all the positive messages, but now you have an actual website where people can go on, leave
yes.
a comment, contact you, support the work you're doing. It's so much, you're doing so much about social support, which is so very important.
Yes. Launched the website this weekend, liveinspiredbrevard.org. So Sita gave me a good reason to set a deadline, had a wonderful volunteer, Joy, help us a lot with that. And yes, since we are in startup phase right now, and I mean, we still have to have a strategic planning meeting with our board and a lot of structural things and business model has to be developed more. But the important thing is we have the vision. We have kind of the platform of how things are going to be accomplished and a lot of people that want to help. But we do need money, the funding behind it, to have more groups. Like right now, I'm volunteering to do the cancer support groups. But the goal is to get sponsors and funding for that so that
And you can partner with other businesses as well.
Yes.
So for our listeners who are tuning in, we're speaking with Christina Texan. She's a licensed social worker. She started the Live Inspired Counseling and Support LLC and liveinspiredbrevard.com. It's a 501c nonprofit. And Christina, you provide counseling to people in groups as well as individually. Talk to us a little bit about the work you do, and if somebody want to contact you, how can they contact you and what services you offer?
Yeah, so I mean, I practice counseling through the LLC, Live Inspired Counseling and Support. So people can contact me there. The phone number, and it's listed on our website, is 321-294-3211. People can go to the website for the nonprofit, liveinspiredbrevard.org, or support at liveinspiredbrevard.org. And those are three ways to reach me.
And then all your education and meetups and all of that
yeah,
is on there as well, right?
Those will be listed. We also do have a Facebook group for if people want to like and follow that. But if you shoot an email to me or on the website, you can directly email, provide your email address. I'll add you to our email list so you'll know what's going on that way. Just one or two emails a month that kind of lists everything. And you can just come and as a walk-in, that would be fine as well. But it's always nice just to know to plan for snacks and if we know
yeah.
we're going to
food rules.
We
yeah.
are eaters. So
we are,
chicken
we
tikka masala
snacks.
Will be great. So here's the thing. So in our community and being a nurse in a long-term care facility and having so many friends, I could talk to the wall and he can talk back to me. There are so many caregivers that need assistance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many dynamics behind the scenes with caregiving, whether it's a family member or a friend or an outside agency. You also address the caregiving as part of social and emotional support as well. So speak
yeah.
to us about the caregiving part, because you saw how your parents coped. Thank God you had Lucky. But there are a lot of people that don't have a Lucky, and they don't know how to cope with a daughter who has just called and say, hey, Mom, I need to tell you I had an ultrasound and a mammogram and an MRI, and I am positive for
yeah.
cancer or another kind of disease. How do we support those kind of people?
In a lot of ways,
doing?
Sometimes I think it's scarier for the people that love you than it is for you. Or, I mean, it's different. I was able to stay positive through cancer, partly just because my prognosis was good. And but, I mean, the sad reality is there are people who are metastatic where it's not just about getting through a series of treatments. Cancer becomes their life. You know, all kinds of other conditions. Just want to remind people that Live Inspired Brevard is for any kind of health condition. So
you just want people to live. That's it. And have enjoy their and vacation on Earth.
Caregivers are welcome to come as well. I know there's lots of other caregiver groups in the area, but we may be doing some caregiving groups. I'd like to do one for professional caregivers, especially health care. You know, me, myself.
And you could partner with hospice for that as well. They always ask people. Now, so for Christina, talk to us a little bit about the five pillars, which are emotional support, esteem support, social network support, informational support, and tangible support. And all these things are on her website, and it's also on her Facebook page, livebrevard.com. So, Christina, before you go, when is your first ladies' luncheon? That's a thing for you to plan, a luncheon, and invite everybody for $50 or $60 per head. Do it at the country club or do it at a restaurant. And I'm telling you, the ladies in Brevard, the people in Brevard, supports nonprofits who are doing work to help the well-being of a community. So that's something to put. Look, Allie is not in. She'll come and bring a friend.
Sure, absolutely. Well, it's, you know, you may have been through it yourself. Yep. You know, that person, and then they say, this is horrible, but now I know how to help, you know. So those are the people you're looking forward to.
Yeah. So Viewpoint with Seton and Friends, I'd love to see you do something like that, and we would support you. We'd get people to come.
Yeah, we can plan some sort of lunch that's open to the public, have a good guest speaker or two, and just have it be about socializing. And that can be, you know, things can be a fundraiser for us, but they can also be
informative,
and a way for people to get out and
And here's the last question, because I know Danny's telling us we have maybe a minute left. How are you? How are you doing as a human being? I value you as well. And you've been through a lot, and your story is so compelling. Thank you for sharing it with us and using it to inspire and motivate others that self-care and emotional, psychological well-being is just as important as the physical.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's ups and downs everywhere, and the whole point of not being isolated and being around people who understand or support you is what gets you through a lot of things. So I myself am doing great. You know, medically, I've been cancer-free now for 9 years. But I guess I can't stress enough that there's always going to be ups and downs, and even people who are more, you know, the givers out there. I mean, it's no secret that there's caregiver burnout. You know, there's a term for that, because if you give too much and you don't get back, you know, resentment can form, other issues, things. So
the stress for the caregiver.
Yeah. So just staying positive. And with Live Inspired Brevard, a lot of it is going to just kind of, everything hopefully comes full circle, that you're around people that want to.
Well, Danny
you.
Said we have 20 seconds. Do you have a 20-second elevator speech for someone who does not want to get a mammogram or an ultrasound or get their breast checked? How important is that, that our listening audience on Viewpoint with CDA and Friends should hear from you?
Early detection is very important. I was 38 when I diagnosed breast cancer. It was before I had any mammograms, so I just felt a lump. And then it started getting bigger, and I was just like, oh, maybe I should get this checked out. I didn't think it was cancer. I was 38. I felt invincible. So the earlier you get detected for whatever it is,
the better.
Don't be afraid of your healthcare professionals. They're there to help you.
Awesome. What a great segment and great education.
Very thoughtful.
Exactly. And understanding that if you're struggling with anything, that we here on Viewpoint with CDM Friends, we try and provide everybody with great information and great connections throughout Brevard County, that you can really get almost everything solved, anything solved that you need. And the biggest part is friendship and fellowship. So make sure that that's all a part of it. Please tune in each and every week, where we have new guests and great information to share here on 1510 WWBC. On Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, and we will see you next week.